Lots
of interesting few minutes.
The text line has been fantastic over the course of the last few minutes, man. We thank you so much here. 441140. If you want to jump in the conversation. Yeah, if you guys want to come down to the station right now, you're more than welcome. Just come hang out. 44. What's our address is not 441140.
Yeah, look for that. 441140 Madison.
Yeah, that's it. And if you find it, let us know.
Yeah.
No, JR is my brother-in-law. Don't worry. He's not a creeper. No, it's not that. I don't think JR is a creeper. I just want him to remain I don't know what the word is. I just want to, it's like Oz, right? You don't want to see behind the curtain.
Right.
JR is very special when he calls. I don't want to lose that specialness.
I think he flustered you the day he started talking about your sister.
Yeah, that guy. To be fair, it was my sister that started talking about JR first.
That's true.
My sister is a big JR fan.
Yeah.
And then I made the mistake of telling JR, and it's kind of all JR calls. My sister's probably in God knows how many meetings today.
Yeah.
JR calls, somehow my sister will know, and she'll turn the radio on, and she'll catch, oh, I turned on, and JR was there. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But the text line has been absolutely extraordinary over the course of the last few minutes. If you're listening on the app, sorry about the commercial loop, but you could download the KHTK app in your app store, listen to all 3 hours, and listen to the lowdown on demand in case you missed any part of that 12 o'clock hour. Talked a lot about the Sacramento Kings. Talked NBA basketball there in that 12 o'clock hour. Posed the question to Jason if the NBA was boring because of all of these teams. There are so many teams, not just teams, but teams that we expected to be good, just hovering around the 500 mark. And I think we asked Sam Amick, by the way, is going to join us in an hour at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We asked Sam last week, is the season too long? Do you hear players, coaches, general managers talking about the season being too long, talking about no one's paying attention to us because football is hitting its peak idea here, or its peak time, excuse me. And people will start paying attention around Christmas, and then they'll get really locked in around the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's just fans or if that's players as well.
Yeah.
We speculate every year, oh, this team doesn't look interested.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just too much of a hoops junkie. I just love it. I love every team that's playing. I want to watch basketball. I think that I just seen something during our commercial break that I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had even said that, you know, the NBA is passing the NFL. I mean, this is going to be the number one sport in the U.S., and I feel like it is trending that way. I don't find it boring at all.
Yeah. Okay. Again,
even if it's a predictable outcome, like even if we get Cavs and Warriors again,
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Right.
I really am, because I think it'll be great high-level basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't bored by what I watched last night.
Yeah,
except for the Wizards, that game bored the hell out of me. Great announcing, but the actual product on the court, I didn't enjoy. And
right.
And when I looked at their record, it's like, really, they just got beat up by Brooklyn.
Yeah,
and the difference now between like Brooklyn and the Wizards, it's not that far.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be. Brooklyn, the Wizards are supposed to be significantly high. Again, Oklahoma City, it's the same thing. The West is supposed to be this great big juggernaut. It's not.
Right.
It's not at all. We got one small thought on the NFL, on the AFC coming up here in just a few minutes. But, Vince, you've been patient, man. We greatly appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Thanks, guys. Love the show. First-time caller.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I just had a question regarding Fox. Do you think he'd be more successful if the Kings made a lineup for him with, like, Willie, Scal, Buddy, Bogey, and then Fox running the point?
That sounds like the bench group. I've even heard a few people suggest that maybe if Frank Mason started with George Hill, like kind of still the two guard look, and then De'Aaron came off the bench. I don't know. I still feel like he should push it more, and maybe that group would run a little bit more because he's not with Zebo. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's worth trying.
Yeah, because I can't remember where I heard it from specifically, but I remember someone mentioned that the game's kind of slowed down for Fox because Randolph or Kufis is in the lineup with him, and maybe if you got, like, the faster players on the Kings, it would kind of speed things up for him.
Yeah, I get the line of thinking, a specific De'Aaron Fox lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Hey, we appreciate you, Vince, man. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being patient. I think a question, I want to take Vince's idea there and paraphrase the question that's come through a couple of times on the text line, and it regards Garrett Temple and whether he should continue starting for the Sacramento Kings. My argument is, trying to remove my man crush on Garrett Temple is you always want to start, I think, your best defensive player.
Yeah.
And I think that's
where his value is.
Yeah, his value is on the defensive end. I don't know what Dave Yeager or the Sacramento Kings or Vlade Divac expected from Garrett on the offensive end, but I'm certain when they signed him, they knew that he was going to be probably far and away their best defensive player, and he's lived up to that billing this year. He will not be pleased with the way he played offensively last night. He won't be pleased with the way he's played offensively for the last, I mean, maybe 2 weeks. But he played really, really good defensively, and his defense at the start of the fourth quarter was a big push to help Zach Randolph in the way he played offensively there in that fourth quarter. Well.
Yeah, for me, Garrett just needs to hit the open shots, the ones that – I mean, he doesn't really take bad shots, doesn't force shots. He's not making them, and he doesn't have to have the game that he had the first time against Phoenix, which was awesome, nearly won the game by himself, but he also can't be 0-for. Like, you need a little bit of something, you know, 6-8 points, some rebounds and assists, and – he'll get his steals and he'll defend.
Yeah, he's not doing it on purpose. Like, we're going to talk to him. We'll fix his shooting woes, because there's nothing a basketball player loves more than when non-NBA players tell them what's wrong with their shot.
Yeah.
But I think I know.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll talk about it with him probably Friday.
Friday is when he's scheduled. Yeah.
Of course, Garrett, if you're listening, oh, they're traveling. He's not listening right now. I'll send him a text. I think he needs to change his pregame music. Ever since he switched up his pregame music, it's gone a little south for him. I think that's it. I'm confident. That's the only thing I could possibly speak.
And maybe he's not getting the perfect REM cycle 90-minute naps. Maybe it got flustered. Maybe it was 84.
That's it.
Maybe it was 100 minutes.
And he knows better.
Yeah.
He knows better. We'll talk to Garrett Temple on Friday. As we've said, we've got a packed guest list for the next couple of days with a really big weekend in the NFL coming up. And, of course, our weekly visit with Garrett Temple. Sam Amick will be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Sam Amick caused up a little bit of stir this past weekend with his news on LeBron James and the potential of the Houston Rockets being a landing spot for him. So we'll talk to him at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Aaron Rodgers officially back. He will play Sunday. That's the good news. The other good news, Packers still in the playoff hunt. Now, there's some bad news. Winning out isn't enough.
Right.
Also, they're playing the Panthers. That's a rough first game back for Aaron Rodgers.
Gonna have to earn it. Right? I mean, all these at this point are playoff games, so.
It's worth pointing out, I think they play Minnesota the next week. Could be wrong. I'm pretty sure those were the back-to-back
probably
games.
Some division.
I know that they're playing two, and I think they end with Detroit.
Okay.
Because we've been looking at schedules a lot over the course of the last few weeks. I'm pretty sure they end with Detroit, but I think Minnesota is that game in the middle. So they've got – I know they've got some really tough defenses ahead. I hope he's healthy. I wonder if Cleveland had somehow pulled out that game, if DeShone Kizer hadn't lost his mind at some point there in overtime and threw that pass. If Cleveland wins, which is funny saying out loud, sorry, does Aaron Rodgers play this week? Does Aaron Rodgers play again?
Right.
Again, that's not a question we'll ever know the answer to, because – the Packers did win, and Aaron Rodgers is going to play against the Carolina Panthers. And if they beat the Panthers, who just beat Minnesota, boy, that Packer bandwagon is going to fill up. They need a couple of things to go their way. I was looking at all the, 8-7 now? What are the teams? 7-6? I was looking at all those 7-6 teams. Winning out isn't enough for any of them, particularly Detroit. Detroit's a disaster. Detroit needs all sorts of things to go their way. But Dallas needs help. Green Bay needs help. You could have some 10-win teams that don't make the playoffs. And I think you said this earlier in the year. It looked like at 10 is usually enough. And then as the season went along, it's like, man, it really feels like it's tracking towards 11. And that's where we're at right now. I don't know that any of those three teams we just said are going to win out. But winning out's not going to be enough for any of them. But Aaron Rodgers is back. Let's go to the AFC, J. Ross.
Okay.
One small thought on the American Football Conference. I'm leading us off, aren't I?
Yes.
Let's go with the East, the Patriots. The team agreed to a 2-year deal with Kenny Britt. That was kind of my one small thought. Like, why? He was waived by the Cleveland Browns. He signed a 4-year, $32.5 million deal. By the way, how worthless are NFL contracts? He signed that deal this past offseason. The reason he wasn't picked up on waivers is because he cleared waivers and was signed by New England. No one was going to pay that contract for him.
Not at all.
And he had just 18 catches, 233 yards. Hugh Jackson wasn't a fan of him. So Gronk was out on Monday. The offense was less than stellar. These things always turn into something for the Patriots. Had Kenny Britt signed anywhere else, it's like, okay, cool. But he signed with the Patriots, so now it feels like a thing. This is the first time they've done a move like this where I don't feel like it's a thing. I don't know how valuable Kenny Britt is going to be for them. But we'll see. They got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up. We'll talk about the Steelers here in just a heartbeat, Jason. Sad to see Josh McCown's best year as a pro come to an end as we move on to the New York Jets here. He set career highs in passing yards, touchdowns, and completion percentage. He surpassed everyone's expectation, and we all thought the Jets were a joke. We thought they were going to be the worst team in the league. We predict, you know, there were people who were predicting 0-16. There were people predicting that the Jets were going to go 0-16 on purpose. Team's 5-8. No, that's not good. But for a team that you thought was 0 for possibilities, 5-8 isn't pretty damn good. Is pretty damn good, and Josh McCown has been pretty respectable this year. In fact, let's reverse that. 5-8 for this Jets team is respectable. Josh McCown has been pretty damn good this year in what is probably his final season. I mean, he's 38 years old. He broke his hand. I'm sure he'll get the call maybe to be the graybeard guy for a young quarterback somewhere. I don't know what his desire is to start moving forward if he feels this is an unfair end to his career. Always sketchy, but my one small thought for the New York Jets is the Bryce Petty era has begun.
Yay!
What does it say about Christian Hackenberg, who was a second-round draft pick, that they're going with Bryce Petty instead of him?
Yeah.
538 says Miami is overwhelming favorites. Excuse me. 538 says Miami will be overwhelming favorites to get into the playoffs if they run the table. And if the 49ers beat the Titans, the Cowboys beat the Raiders, and the Browns beat the Ravens.
Wait, all I heard was Browns beat somebody.
Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins own the head-to-head tiebreaker against the Titans and the Chargers. But not so fast. Let me give you this thought right here. The Miami Dolphins opened the 2014 season beating up the New England Patriots. 33-20. Oh, they were high on Miami. They had high hopes. Confidence was high. They played Buffalo. Then they played Kansas City. They lost both of those games. Want to guess who their next two games are against? Buffalo and Kansas City. Yeah. One small thought. No one wants to see the Dolphins in the playoffs. The Buffalo Bills, they host the Dolphins on Sunday. This actually has nothing to do with football. Remember the snowstorm?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need help getting that snow out of there.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're paying people $11 an hour if they'll grab their shovel and come on down to the stadium and clear the snow out. That's a true story. I swear to you, I'm not making that up.
Is that a low rate?
$11 an hour?
Or is it just, hey, it's easy money? I don't say easy.
I feel like, one, it's not going to be under the table, so they're going to tax it.
Yeah.
Like, no. $11 an hour to clear snow? I don't know how many of you have cleared snow, particularly with a shovel. No.
Yeah. No thanks.
When you got to clear stairs, too? Yeah. And what this probably
don't
does
they,
is
like,
say,
stack it
hey,
all to one side. And
we're gonna need you to put salt down on those stairs too. No, player.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I've done that. That's a hard pass for me.
Yeah. Let's go to the AFC.
But if you need $11 an hour, Buffalo.
Why not? It's available. AFC South. Yay, this division. Let's start with the Houston Texans. My one small thought on them. This team is the epitome of the NFL's lack of understanding of concussions. We've talked about this. They took a major hit on how they handled Tom Savage this last weekend. Now, as far as the quarterback position goes for the week ahead, it does look like TJ Yates will start for Savage, who is still in concussion protocol. Now, to me, this is about the Texans' offseason coming up. Bill O'Brien stated that he wants to be back. He does have one final year on his contract, but they also have an interesting offseason coming up because of their moves last season. Remember, they got Watson, which was great. We think he'll be good for them going forward, Deshaun Watson. But it cost them their 2018 first-round pick, and they basically just gave their second-round pick to Cleveland just to take Brock Osweiler off their hands. So they don't have the draft set up quite as well as they'd like in this upcoming offseason. Indianapolis Colts, Speaking of the snow game, my one small thought, Adam Vinatieri became famous in the snow. Now it could be costing him. Did you hear about that?
I did.
So he missed two kicks last week in the snow. That dropped his kicking percentage to 88%. He needs it to be 90 or better, and if it is, he'll earn $500,000 bonus. But the snow may have did him in this time.
He needs to go 5 for 5.
Pretty much.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. He's got to go. He's got to go at least 5 for 5,
which he's capable of, and they're capable of not getting in the end zone. Yeah. So it could definitely
they
happen.
They very much are. But for the way that they've played this year, that 5 for 5 could be. He'd have to earn it from like 50.
No doubt. Yeah. So he would. One more miss, and he's.
They're going to make him kick his age 5 times to get his bonus.
As far as the team goes, the focus should be about getting better. If they do believe that Luck will be back and be fine, then I think they can utilize their high draft pick for these other teams that are going to need a quarterback in this great draft that's coming up for QBs. Maybe they can move back, stockpile draft picks. That could be one of their strategies. Jacksonville Jaguars, by the end of the week, the playoff drought could be over. It's crazy. They could actually clinch this weekend, and it's been since 2007 that the Jaguars were in the postseason. All it will take is a home win against the 4-win Texans. That's it. It's their home finale with their third-string quarterback, T.J. Yates. So the Jags can clinch with 3 weeks to go. That seems crazy. Last time it happened, Jack Del Rio was coach. David Garrard was QB. Fred Taylor was the running back. That's the last time they were in the playoffs. Jacksonville will then try to work their way up the ladder. Could finish as high as 12 wins, though. This could be a great year for them. So what a turnaround. And my last one, the Tennessee Titans, wild card division winner or out. That's what they've got in front of them. The Titans are an emotional roller coaster over the last 3 weeks. They really don't have to do the scoreboard watching right now because they really still have control. If they win their last three, that would mean victories over the 49ers, Rams, and Jags. That win over Jacksonville would give them the division crown based on a sweep over Jacksonville. That's the positive outlook. The negative one, though, is I know you're one and others don't think they're even going to win this week against the 49ers in Santa Clara. They've been far too up and down right now, but as of now, they're hanging on to that fifth seed in the AFC.
We got the AFC North and the AFC West to touch on, specifically the Oakland Raiders here, that AFC West division. I'm anxious to hear what you dug up regarding there. Let's take a pause from one small thought here for just a few minutes. Andrew, thanks for calling, man. What you got? Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I just had a couple quick comments about the Steelers and Patriots this weekend. First of all, I understand there's a lot of – I'm originally from Florida and military out here, but why in the world would the NFL schedule that game, not put it on Sunday, Monday night, and the only other game is the 49er game? I understand there's a lot of interest with Garoppolo and stuff, but, why would they put that at that time slot? I just unfathomable to me. I just don't understand that. And just one other comment, and I'll hang up and listen to you guys – your comments. This seems like the Steelers, I mean, how many times can you dodge a bullet the last few weeks? And I don't know if the Miami loss, seems like Brady's always had problems down there in Miami, and what you guys' opinion is going into next week. So thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the kind words. Thanks for listening. All that good stuff. Yeah, he got old. He's washed up. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over for the Patriots. One small thought in the Patriots. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Dynasty over.
Makes sense.
I'm not worried about them. I don't know. I know a lot of people pointed that out. Actually, people were pointing that out leading into the week. I just didn't buy it. Brady struggles when they play Miami. Okay. This is Jay Cutler, though.
Yeah, that's where I thought it wouldn't matter.
It's like Captain, Captain America versus Captain I don't give a crap. Like,
Captain Tool.
Captain Cigarette. Captain anything negative. Like,
right.
It didn't fit. Like, all those who text, and a lot of people did, you were right. I'd imagine we're going to see the best of both teams coming up this weekend when we see
absolutely.
Those
that's what I expect.
We're going to see the best of them both. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call, my man. What's happening?
Hey, fellas, what's going on with you guys? I just tuned in to the radio, and I heard you talking about you don't want to meet Ken.
No, man, not you, Ken. Not you, Ken. I always want to. No. Not this Ken. The other Ken.
Oh, the other Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, we want to meet you.
I want to comment on something that
I have a bad experiences with Kens. They yell at me all the time. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm probably one of them. But you guys said that the NBA is going to take over the NFL, and I strongly doubt that. The NBA, when it was at its best, both conferences, the East and West, was throughout the 90s. And if they couldn't overtake the NFL then they're not going to overtake the NFL at all. So that's just my little comment on that. And I was really just calling about the Ken comment. So
we appreciate you, Ken.
You guys have a good one.
Thanks, man. Be well. We'll meet Eddie. There's someone here. I told you if you want to, come hang out. We're down to meet everyone. Go get who's here? Mikey? Go get Mikey, man. Tell him to come hang out. No, I didn't say that. Just go get him. Sure. AFC North.
Yes.
Let's start. Well, we were just talking about the Patriots and the Steelers. Statistically speaking, the Steelers are one of the top defenses in the league. They're a top 10 defense in points allowed, total defense, rushing defense, and pass defense. In fact, of all of those, their best is their pass defense. They're ranked fourth overall. The Patriots, they're one of the lowest ranked defenses in the NFL in terms of yards allowed. They currently are 26th against the pass. That doesn't feel real given what we've seen lately. And the fact is, it is real, but it's incredibly misleading. The Patriots' ranking is due mostly to a horrible start, not the way that they've played lately. The Steelers' defense is the exact opposite. They were really, really good at the start and have started to fade lately. As a matter of fact, the Steelers are allowing an average of 263.5 passing yards over the past four games. They've given up 7 passing touchdowns, totally the opposite of what they did to start the season. The Baltimore...
I love when you get Baltimore.
The Baltimore Ravens, they're going to the playoffs. You've said it. You've said it for a month.
I'm glad you said it out loud. Does it feel better?
No.
Yeah,
it feels worse.
Like yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens are going to the playoffs. There's nothing I can do about it. The Ravens, they have the easiest remaining schedule. The Browns, the Colts.
Maybe the Browns will get them for you. Maybe they'll do that favor for you. No? Hello?
Just going to. Go to the Bengals. Yeah. The Bengals, they lost to the Bears. Not only did they lose to the Bears, they lost to the Bears 33-7. It was their worst home defeat since 2018. And players actually acknowledged they lacked energy and allowed the game to get away from them quickly. They got Minnesota, they got Detroit, and they close with Baltimore. Those, I assume, are the last three games of Marvin Lewis's coaching career there in Cincinnati. But let's be clear. He arrived in 2013. There was a stretch where they made the playoffs 5 straight times. He's 0-7 in the postseason. 0-7. Never won a playoff game. In fact, the Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1990. This next one is just flat out mean, but I found it incredibly entertaining. I fell into a rabbit hole of stats.
Okay.
And I couldn't stop reading them about the Cleveland Browns.
Oh no.
Cleveland has lost an NFL record 30 consecutive games, tied with Detroit 2007 all the way to 2010. Those Detroit Lions, for the worst 45 game stretch in league history. 4-41. DeShone Kizer and Jack Trudy are the only quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era to lose their first 12 starts. No quarterback has ever lost 13 in a row. DeShone Kizer has the opportunity to do that this week. Interestingly enough, Troy Aikman was on the list. He had lost 11 straight. The Browns are the 8th team in the Super Bowl era to start a season 0-13. Two of those teams finished winless. 3 had 1 win, and 1 had 2 wins. The 1986 Colts, they won their final 3 games. So there's that. The Browns have a 99% chance to earn the first draft, to earn the first overall draft pick. They're underdogs in all 3 games, so that's good.
Sure.
Good news.
Yeah.
Since the Browns started I told you, I couldn't stop with these stats with the Cleveland Browns. Since the Browns started the 2014 season 7-4 with the quarterback, Brian Hoyer.
Oh, man.
They have gone 4-46. That's 7 games worse than the team with the second worst record. Your San Francisco 49ers. Hugh Jackson, 1-28. This stat is fascinating. Hugh Jackson started his career with Cleveland, 1-28. If the Browns lose, Jackson will match the record of a coach named Phil Handler, who started 1-29 with some team called the Chicago Cardinals. I've never heard of this era of the AFL or the NFL or whatever this is, because Chicago actually had to merge with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why? Because it was so long ago that the Chicago Cardinals couldn't put a team together because they were all at World War II.
Oh, geez.
They were called the Card Pit Team. They were actually co-coached by...
I hope Handler wasn't the coach. He didn't have a good record.
One final thought here. The Browns have lost 41 games since the start of 2015. Ugh. Tom Brady has lost 40 games since the start of 2005. Mm. Jay Ross covers the AFC West next. Text here, 44-11-40. 99% chance of the first pick for the Cleveland Browns and 100% chance of effing it up. Oh. That's on the text line. I'm sorry to do all those Brown stats. It was fitting. I could not help it. I found it so – I was literally amusing myself looking at that stuff. We still got the AFC West, which is probably the most interesting division right now, heading into the final weeks, that along with the NFC South. What do you got for us, Jay Ross?
All right, my one small thought on this division. We're going to start with the Denver Broncos. My question for them and the one small thought is, who's going to be the quarterback next season? Because right now they have –
John Elway.
That'd actually be a good idea. They've got Osweiler. They still have Simeon. They have Lynch. And remember, they have Chad Kelly, too. Kind of pushed to get him. He's still around.
Oh, yeah. He called his uncle and said he was a cool guy.
Jim, yeah. Yep. He can work out.
There you go, John.
It doesn't feel like John Elway wants any part of any of those guys next year. This team will be drafting high, and they will land – could they land any of the four projected first-round quarterbacks, whether that's Darnold, Rosen, Allen, or Mayfield? If they draft one, or if they don't draft one, they'll have to sign one, right? I mean, because I don't think they've got the guys. So are they looking at Keenum or Cousins or Manning? What route are they going to go? Something needs to be different in Denver, and John Elway knows it. It's just, can he get it right? He's been good defensively. He needs to find some more offensive weapons and certainly the quarterback.
Okay, before you move on, just because you said his name, isn't it crazy that we're under the belief that Case Keenum's not going to play in Minnesota next year?
Probably, and maybe we shouldn't assume that, but it just feels like he's played himself for someone else. I don't know why.
Is it fair to say Keenum, should we start phrasing it as either Keenum or Bridgewater's not going to pay for Minnesota next year?
Yeah, why would they keep both? I mean, I think one of them's got to be.
But how do you let Keenum go after what he did for you this year?
True.
Unless you really believe it's your defense and your offensive line. I mean, you don't even have Dalvin Cook. I mean, Keenum deserves credit for where they're at.
You could also say, how do you do that to Bridgewater? But they know it's a business. Yeah. And if you feel you're better with Keenum, feel you're better with Keenum.
I mean, it's not like both guys are going, one of them is going to go work somewhere for free.
Right.
Case Keenum has given himself
he's getting paid.
What will be probably, we'll have to look this up. It could be close to a record pay increase for a play, from what he made this year to what he's going to make next year.
Yeah.
You mentioned his name out there. Gosh, we just operate under the assumption he's not going to be there next year.
Right.
And that seems really risky on Minnesota's part.
No doubt.
Given how well he's played for Mike Zimmer.
Next team is the Kansas City Chiefs. One small thought on the Chiefs. Hey, that midseason slump could be an afterthought if the Chiefs win on Saturday. They got that Saturday night game against the Chargers. They regrouped at the right time, beating the Raiders this last weekend. They now have the division lead via the tiebreaker with the Chargers, and that can go a long way to winning the division. If they beat the Chargers again this Saturday night, that would be the season sweep. And that game's at Arrowhead. After that, it's Miami and Denver, so they're in really good position.
And
if they can win this week.
I think they're, here on this Wednesday at 1:35, that's the first time we've acknowledged there's a football game on Saturday.
Yeah, doubleheader.
An NFL game. There's two games on Saturday?
Yeah, what do we have? Bears, Lions, then Chargers, and Chiefs.
I probably should have known we were airing those.
Yeah,
you do now. A responsible employee would have known that. I knew there was one. I didn't realize there was two.
I kind of forget this every year, that once college ends, they kind of sneak in some Saturday games.
We've hit that part of the season where there's Saturday football.
Yeah, the rest of the way, or the next 2 weeks, I think.
Yikes. And the Thursday game is a stinker.
Yeah, good thing we have Kings Timberwolves this
Indeed.
Week.
Yeah,
indeed. I think it's what? Colts and Denver, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Colts and Denver?
I think so. Yeah, it's the... Teams Peyton.
Oh, it's the Manning Bowl.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're just not there.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Former I had to write Manning
it
Bowl.
Twice. I even typed it out for San Diego Chargers. I went, wow, I typed it that way. But Los Angeles Chargers, my one small thought, what a turnaround. MVP talk and over 500 and now playoff chatter. That's all happening for the Chargers. It's really amazing what they've done. After they started 0-4, they now are tied with Kansas City. We mentioned that huge showdown Saturday night in Kansas City. But four straight wins, all of them have been 9 points or more. Phillip Rivers has launched himself into the MVP conversation, and nobody wants to see this team right now. I think that's pretty safe to say. The question for them is, I still feel like they may have one more game where they lose in a Charger fashion, and that could totally derail them. They've stayed away from that lately, but we'll see if that happens to them.
I saw the stat earlier. I'm sorry. I meant to write it down. I don't think Phillip Rivers has thrown an interception in like 3 or 4 weeks.
I believe that. I mean, he's been playing great.
He's been playing really, really well.
And the last one, the Oakland Raiders. Week 14 was a disaster that the Raiders, I think, likely can't recover from. They got everything wrong on Sunday in Kansas City. Amari Cooper rushed back but may have done more damage to his injured ankle. He was completely ineffective. Carr couldn't do much of anything until the game was way out of hand. And Jack Del Rio, after the game, questioned the effort. If you're questioning effort in week 14 of what is equivalent to a playoff game in December on the road battling for first place, that is an issue. Now, they have their home finale this Sunday. That's the Sunday night game against a desperate Cowboys team. And the Raiders are actually underdogs. Mm. Vegas doesn't get a lot wrong. That tells you something. And speaking of Vegas, I'll leave that one out. Never
Jason.
Mind. Oh, shots fired. That was me.
That's at Jason Ross 1140. At Jason Ross 1140. A little bit.
Yeah.
Although the way that they've played this year, maybe the team's ready to send him to the desert. What's happening, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, you know, just trying to, you know, I'm a diehard Raider fan, you know, a lot of my family is, you know, I've been going to the games, I was there at the Marshawn Lynch, you know what I mean, doing his little hype again.
There you go.
So maybe he got too cocky, you know, I don't know, I think I called the game next week against Washington, I told you guys Cooper was going to go off because Crab went off with the Jets, and, you know, obviously that didn't happen. So, you know, I shut my mouth. I haven't called ever since.
That's all right, man.
I think they rushed to pick Cooper in. You know, I was thinking they should just give him a week, you know, maybe let him just get a little more, you know, relaxed. And, you know, but, yeah, we did really need him, man. The Raiders, they fumbled it. And, you know, I was watching the game, cutting at the TV the whole time, man. I was heated, man. And, you know, we've been – us Raider fans, we have a little glimpse of the Super Bowl coming. You know, we would have got it. You know, and now this season we're just throwing it away. Maybe the pressure from the contract is going on Carr, and, you know, and that's why, you know, things are going the way it is.
Anthony,
I want to say, you know, the Chiefs and Chargers going to end in a tie, so I'm going to call it first.
That's what you
okay.
need.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There you go. We haven't had one this year.
No.
No tie this year.
I think that would be helpful.
I'm gonna be honest, Anthony. You didn't sell well, but you didn't sound well, buddy.
I'm a little worried
about you. Can you imagine? Anthony said he was wrong after what, like 7 weeks ago or something, and hasn't called. Can you imagine if we couldn't go on the air the day after
we get wrong?
Oh,
we'd never be on the air again.
Yeah,
we have a segment every Monday. What we got wrong, and that usually ends up being our longest segment.
That usually ends up being the show. Monday.
Yes.
Monday we just titled "What We Got Wrong." Cowboys are favored in Oakland, though, huh?
Yeah. Even though someone here is saying they heard the Raiders were favored. I looked it up. I thought the Raiders were not favored.
I guess it depends on where you
Either
get
way,
your,
you I'm know, nervous about
where
it.
You get your gambling information from.
Mine's Jason, from the guy in the corner.
That's better. I mean, as good as option as anybody. Yeah. I mean, does he live on the corner or you just bumped into him on
No
the
one
corner?
Asks.
Okay, yeah. Good idea. Good call. Raider Ray, caller of the year, 2014. What's happening, bud?
Hey, guys, I'm not going to talk about the Raiders today, but I got a stone-cold lock pick for this Sunday. I have sources that Joe Flacco has a hurt hand, and the Cleveland Browns are going to pull an upset and beat them in Cleveland. They're going to get their first win. That's my stone-cold lock of Sunday.
Okay.
Cleveland Browns will win.
What are you?
Yes.
How much are you going to bet on it, Raider Ray?
Probably a couple bucks on my Bolada. but I don't have a lot of money. Raider Ray or security guard here.
That's a third person reference. I can't take it. Ray,
thanks,
we love
Raider
you,
Ray.
Man. Appreciate it. I'll tell you this, Ray. I'm going to tell you this right now. A couple of things. Between Ray and Anthony, what the hell are y'all doing on lunch break? That's what I need to know. What are y'all doing at lunch break?
Working.
We got text lines here that says they work at a weed dispensary. Are you all hanging out with the guy at the on the text line here at 441140? First of all, how does Raider Ray call one, he got mad at me last week because I didn't introduce him as Raider Ray.
Yeah.
So not only do I give him the Raider Ray introduction, but I give him the 2014 Caller of the Year tag. Yeah. And he goes, oh, I don't want to talk about the Raiders. I'll tell you this,
Ray. You can't be Raider Ray if you're not calling and talking about the Raiders.
If Cleveland beats Baltimore, as you just suggested with your sources inside the Ravens organization, we'll give you Caller of the Year 2017 title.
Oh, I don't like that idea.
Hey, two-time Caller of the Year, man. If he calls Baltimore beating Cleveland, I'll secretly be happy. If Cleveland beats Baltimore. But if the Browns win this week against Baltimore, he can have the Caller of the Year 2017. We'll get him.
Well, now I'm rooting for Baltimore.
And we'll do unlike Deuce did. You know, yeah. Deuce didn't even give you anything. We'll get you a plaque or a trophy or something for it.
Can of chili.
Yeah, we'll get you. There it is.
Something.
Can of chili.
Yeah.
We've got a 4-pack of tickets to see Kansas, Stanford, Sac State, and Portland. We'll give those to you at the top of the hour. Sam Amick will be with us as well. Oh, and the Wednesday edition of Jason. Get your boy.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's next. Sam Amick's going to join us here in 13 minutes. Also, we will have these tickets to the NCAA doubleheader at the Golden One Center December 21st. Kansas versus Stanford and Sac State.
Stickers up.
Versus Portland. Kings win last night 99-92. Beat the Phoenix Suns. They are off to Minnesota, as we speak, I believe. They're on their way to Minnesota, and they'll take on the T-Wolves in Minnesota and another road trip. It's going to be a cold road trip for them. Minnesota, then Toronto.
Philly and Brooklyn after
that. I was going to say, I'm not sure what's after that,
yeah.
But they're going to be gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We won't see them again until I think it's right before Christmas. Jason, I don't think we've done this for a while. The latest edition of Jason, Get Your Boy. I feel like we need theme music for this or something. We could get this segment sponsored. Get Your Boy brought to you by, I don't know. But
how confident do you feel like this is one of my boys?
Well, he's a Saints ticket holder.
Okay, so we got a shot.
Yep, so it's possible. You got camp folk.
I feel pretty comfortable he could be.
Okay, so
for now.
Here you go. A season ticket holder for the New Orleans Saints has sued the franchise, requesting a refund of his ticket costs and attorney fees because of players who kneel before the national anthem.
Nope.
At home.
Not my boy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're done.
I want to repeat this part for you. Say it again. He's requesting a refund of ticket costs and attorney fees because of players who kneel before the national anthem at home games and sat during the anthem before a Week 3 road game. Now, Mark Ingram had took to Twitter and was like, yeah, this doesn't really pan out the way that you have said. But the Saints and Mark Ingram, as I just mentioned, he was one of 10 Saints players who sat on the bench during the national anthem in response to Donald Trump and all of that stuff that went on that day. But that was in Carolina in Week 3. This guy, he hasn't been to a game since Week 4. He's really offended by players who kneel before the national anthem. So, yep, Jason, get your boy.
Yeah, he can be on his own on this one.
I'm going to sue Jerry Jones for not allowing his players to kneel for the national anthem.
What are the damages? What are you looking for?
I want season tickets.
Do you? It's Jerry's house.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing, though. I want season tickets because he's going to have to pay for them. I want a private jet. I want the Goodell deal.
Right. Yeah, Goodell's jet.
I want the jet. And by the way, Goodell is out as the NFL commissioner in 7 years. And I want health care for life.
Okay. And don't you want to call plays?
I want to be able to call at least four plays that I get to pick.
Like, it'd all be run plays for you, though.
But, well, yes. When I start to sense that Jason Garrett or Scott Linehan or whoever's gotten a little bit, or Jerry Jones, he's probably got a headset up there in his booth. I'd get things back on track.
Okay.
I want to call play Sunday in Oakland. And I want to sit in the black hole.
Not against the Raiders.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I want to sit in the black hole on Jerry's dime. That's what I want.
In a Cowboys gear?
Nope.
Okay. Good.
Nope. I'm not stupid.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm going to sit in the black hole before they leave Oakland, for sure. Is there a black hole in the desert? Have we established that yet?
How this is going to work? I know they're going to do it, but
dude, that's a Raider thing, though, right?
It is. So they'll still be in Vegas.
You just can't play Oakland, though.
No. Yeah, that feels weird.
That's what I want from Jerry. By the way, how ridiculous is it that this Roger Goodell thing came out today? Like, what is the point in saying, yeah, Roger Goodell is out as the NFL commissioner in 7 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so much can happen in a week, in 2 weeks, in a year. That's just silly. I mean, I didn't know that. I thought of him being the commissioner in a decade from now anyway, but 7 years? Whatever.
There's a suggestion here on the text line. Maybe a bail bondsman would be willing to sponsor this segment. You know what? I know a personal injury attorney.
You do?
Travis Black.
That's right.
Travis Black. Don't go to his website because it might crash. We're going to get everything back on track with my man Travis Black in January. But, yeah, he could sponsor this segment. He's a personal injury tour. I suffered personal injury here because of Jerry Jones not allowing his players to kneel during the national anthem.
There you go.
I suffered trauma. Just like this, this Saints fan.
Yeah.
What lawyer takes that case?
I don't know. I mean, there's been other guys that have, like, burned their tickets and done that. Okay, that's fine. That's your choice.
That's your money, dummy. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the lawsuit, where's that going to go? Nowhere.
Okay, so the Roger Goodell thing, he's out. That was announced in 7 years. I don't know that that's news. I find it weird that that big meeting, the big airing it out meeting that Jerry was so looking forward to, that's today.
The potluck?
The potluck.
Yeah, it's happening today, finally at Jerry's house.
The potluck is today. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what's the motivation behind this?
Yeah, they're past it, right? It's all happened.
If you would like some health and wellness advice from Tom Brady, you can download his new TB12 app. It only costs you the low price of $20 per month.
Honestly, isn't that one of the most expensive apps?
It's got to be.
What else is charging that for an app? Most apps are free or a very small price.
Apple Music is $9.99. There is so much free information out there regarding Garrett Temple told everybody how to sleep for free.
Yeah.
I can tell you how to eat for free.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, you're going to pay $20 to have Tom Brady tell you how to eat and sleep? Does the app like, hey, it's bedtime. If you're looking for a comfortable bed, get this Serta Black that I got. It's
in this creepy commercial where it's just the bed in there.
That very creepy commercial where I was eyeballing that thing like there's no tomorrow.
Yes.
There's just
only if The Rock is involved.
Well, The Rock already has an app.
I know, but
and
the
it's
one,
free.
Yeah, but when he's talking to Tom Brady, I like that. If that's on there.
I see what you're doing here, Jason.
Yeah, that's the one.
I see what you're doing. See, the problem with this is I have to. It's just
super easy to get to.
It's a short click, just 47
clicks away. Sweet tap dancing baby Jesus. What in the f*** did we just watch?
I think that clip is from last year. 2016. I'm not positive. We'll have to look it up, but it's my favorite.
It's clip of the year every year.
Every
unlike Raider
Ray. Raider Ray's got to earn that title.
Yes, he does.
Caller of the year. Sam Amick might be guest of the year. He's guest of the year every year. He's our KHTK NBA insider from USA Today. And he joins us next as we kick off the third and final hour of the Lowdown.